Hello, this is Sharon. I'm bringing you the pantograph for today, Wednesday, January 21st, 2026. We'll begin our reading on the front page with an article entitled Youth Activities, Fun and Games at MLK Tournament. About 300 kids play chess in spirit of friendly competition. Gavin Bourne of Normal credits his mom, Tiffany, for signing him up for chess club as a kindergartner at Grove Elementary School. It was like just a cool puzzle for me and something to learn and get better at, he said. Now 19, Bourne has served as one of the directors for the Bloomington Normal Area Scholastic Chess since his sophomore year of high school. As a director, he spends every Martin Luther King Jr. Day surrounded by kids like him growing up in the world of chess. I was always ambitious and wanted to get better, so I kind of went to these tournaments growing up, especially the Martin Luther King Jr. Tournament, he said, during the 39th annual event, which was held Monday, January 19th, at Illinois State University's Bone Student Center in Normal. I went all 9 years from kindergarten through eighth grade, and I just really loved it. After junior high, Bourne found himself missing the game. Since there wasn't a high school chess program offering tournaments every weekend, he came back to work with the organization when its president, Amy Green, asked. As a kid, Bourne said he always thought chess was competitive and viewed it as a sport where you go head-to-head and the outcome is either a win or a loss. Now as an adult, he values how the game taught him strategy and to never give up even when you're losing. For 10-year-old Gage Sylvester, the excitement is in the wins and the trophies. I can't believe I came so close to almost beating him, Gage said, after his first match of the day facing a 1,500-rated player. I just think it's fun, and like, I love how many positions you can be in because they're never usually the same. As for his other matches, he said he was just excited to keep playing chess Monday, since this is his favorite tournament of the year. Tournaments are just so fun. I feel like it's fun to compete with other kids and try to get trophies, he added. Gage has played chess for nearly 4 years with his school club, starting in the first grade, after his friend's dad, Tri-Valley chess coach Ben Leifheit, asked if he wanted to try it out. He's participated in the MLK chess tournament twice before and won 2 trophies. Karthik Thoda brought his sons, Shirhas Thoda 10 and Duvra Thoda 8, to the tournament, marking their first time participating in the annual event. He said the boys started playing chess after a trip to India last summer, and he was happy to see them pick it up since he used to play as a kid too. Now they go to Benjamin Elementary every Friday to train. They're very much excited. Yeah, I think they love the game, but they love to see all these kids around really get entertained, he said. So whoever wins, the kids are really enjoying it. It's like a nice memory for them, and they're making new friends. They're socializing along with the game, so I'm really happy. This year's tournament had approximately 285 students participate from 25 schools in Bloomington Normal, Peoria, and Chicago. This was an increase from last year when about 250 students participated. Chief Tournament Director Jeff Smith said the students enjoy the tournament in part because the location is different from simply playing at school, so it is special and a bit more formal for them. Plus, tournament organizers welcome students on a stage to present their awards at the end. This tournament is also special for parents and families, he said, since there is space for them to watch the matches, unlike other local events that are only open to players and coaches. It's a different event because we try to emphasize what Dr. King stood for and the sportsmanship aspect. We always emphasize that, but we put a particular focus on it at this event, he said. We have the Garrett Scott Sportsmanship Award that we give out during the event. The tournament directors will be looking for players who exhibit extraordinary sportsmanship and how they treat other players during the game, so we can reward them for that. The award is named for the founder of the MLK Chess Tournament, who died in 2022. Garrett Scott started the tournament in 1987 to encourage youth to respect others. He was an advocate for chess, but he also participated in King's 1963 March on Washington, where he delivered the famous "I Have a Dream" speech. Bloomington Normal Area Scholastic Chess is always looking to get more kids involved and encourages chess as a lifelong hobby. Since anyone can play, no special skills or athletic ability is required, Smith said. Chris Davis, first-year chess coach at Colleen Hoos Elementary, said chess has been a way for him to connect with his sons, Cale and Phoenix. He started playing in college, so he is glad his kids can have exposure to it at a younger age. Davis said coaching has been great so far and thinks it will be fun continuing for the next few years while his kids are in school. Cale, 9, told the Pantograph he thinks chess is fun and likes that he can be with his friends, especially in a tournament setting. Fellow Colleen Hoos Chess Club member Jack Petrie, 9, also said he likes that all of his friends are in chess club and he likes winning trophies. He's been playing since last summer and he's participated in 2 tournaments before taking part in Monday's event for the first time. Cale and Jack lost their first matches but said they felt confident going into the next 4 rounds of play. BNA SC's next tournament takes place from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, January 24th at Bloomington High School. And here are the MLK tournament results. The results are in for the 2026 MLK Chess Tournament that, again, was held Monday at Illinois State University's Bone Student Center. The top 5 teams for lower primary school were Benjamin Grove, Metcalf, North Point, and Tri-Valley. The top-rated players for the lower elementary included Arav Rajan, Benjamin, Abir Samhat, Metcalf, Callan Bunton, Tri-Valley, Mithra Severlingham, Grove, Varunika Sengatoval, Benjamin, Yantra Santosh, Grove, Kirthvik Samagarj, Grove, Advaya Chingalwar, North Point, Mithran Bala, Metcalf, Neelan Swamathan, Devi, Grove. And I do apologize if I've mispronounced these names. The top unrated player was Shrenish Ra from Benjamin. The top 5 teams for upper primary school were Metcalf, Grove, Benjamin, Tawanda, and Colleen Hoos. And the top 5 rated players for upper primary were Edric Ding, Metcalf, Bala, Aditha Vijay Virapan, Glenn, Purvika Balivada, Colleen Hoos, Ranveet Pita, Grove, Tejas Deepak, Benjamin. The top unrated player was Jaden Fernandez from Epiphany. The top five teams for elementary were Metcalf, Benjamin, Grove, North Point, and Colleen Huth. The top five rated players for the elementary level were Tanish Sen from Grove, Cole Anderson from Cornerstone Christian Academy, Ezra Poffenbarger from Metcalf, Leo Van Ryn, St. Philomena, Sadvi Amoretti from Cedar Ridge, and the top unrated player was Quinn Casper from Epiphany. The top five junior high teams were Chittish, Evans, Kingsley, Dunlap, and St. Philomena. The top rated junior high players were Sandeep Chandru, Evans Junior High, Kevin Sivganman, Chittix Junior High, Sean Pepper, Reservoir Gifted School, Shiv Midha, Metcalf, Evan Van Ryn, St. Philomena, and the top unrated player was Nathan Fiala from Kingsley Junior High. The bonus MLK Traveling Team Trophy was awarded to Thomas Metcalf School. Graham Rorscheib, a second grader at Metcalf, received the Garrett Scott Sportsmanship Award, named for the tournament's founder and awarded to a player who exhibits extraordinary sportsmanship. Today's Flick Fact question, true or false? The next time you have a beer, wine, or cocktail at a restaurant in Normal, you can thank 3,618 of its citizens. And the answer is, that's true. At least those who voted back in 1973, when Normal was a dry town since its founding in 1865, voted to allow alcohol after some restaurants and a hotel elected not to locate in Normal because they wanted to serve alcohol. In 1973, Normal's citizens approved by a 3-2 margin, 3,809 to 2,473, an advisory referendum to support the sale of packaged liquor and of liquor by the drink at an establishment. And from the back pages of the pantograph, How Time Flies, locally. 100 years ago, on January 21st, 1926, of the many notable civic improvements recorded in Bloomington is that of the new mausoleum, now nearing completion in Park Hill Cemetery. 75 years ago, on January 21st, 1951, Roy A. Ramsayer of Bloomington joined members of the Presbyterian Board of National Missions in Miami, Florida, to board a Pan American World Airlines Clipper for Havana, Cuba, where they will visit Presbyterian churches, schools, community houses, and health clinics. 50 years ago, January 21st, 1976, the Bloomington City Council agreed to spend about $1,000 to help finance a series of bicentennial art workshops and research for history tours throughout the county. The funds for the McLean County Bicentennial Arts Festival Committee will allow the committee to set up an art workshop. And 25 years ago today, January 21st, 2001, tables were full of food, numerous televisions were turned on for the January 20th occasion, and about 75 excited people were packed in a Normal house. An early Super Bowl party? No, these people weren't cheering the Baltimore Ravens or the New York Giants. Sponsored by the McLean County Republican Women's Club, local political and community leaders, along with friends and family, joined together to celebrate the inauguration of the 43rd U.S. President, George W. Bush. A lifelong Republican and president of the club hosted the event in her residence to show support to the Bush administration in Bloomington Normal. Human trafficking, topic of training. Training focused on the dangers of human trafficking will be from 4 to 7 p.m. on Tuesday, January 27th at Illinois State University Alumni Center, 1101 North Main Street in Normal. The free event, titled Hidden Risks, Drug-Endangered Children and Family Human Trafficking, is open to the public. The training will discuss the connection between drug-endangered children and family child sex trafficking and highlight how caregiver substance misuse increases children's risk of harm and exploitation. Participants will learn to recognize risk factors and grooming indicators and to apply trauma-informed multidisciplinary strategies for early identification, intervention, and referral, according to the news release. The event will be presented by Chestnut Health Systems, McLean County Recovery-Oriented Systems of Care, Logan Mason County, and Allies Against Trafficking. Some topics may be sensitive, so discretion is advised. Food and beverages will be provided. Continuing education units are pending for approval for licensed clinical social workers, licensed social workers, licensed clinical professional counselors, and licensed professional counselors. The training equips professionals to recognize and respond to the serious risks faced by children living in homes affected by substance abuse, drug manufacturing, or distribution, environments that often involve neglect, abuse, and exposure to criminal activity, said Barbara Brumlevy, community health specialist at Chestnut, in a news release. These conditions significantly increase a child's vulnerability to exploitation and trafficking, which frequently intersects with family instability, addiction, and coercion. The training will help professionals identify early warning signs, understand dynamics of victimization, and respond in a trauma-informed, victim-centered way to keep children protected rather than criminalized. Human trafficking and drug-related child endangerment occur in both urban and rural Illinois communities, so the training will support coordinated, multidisciplinary responses among law enforcement, child welfare, healthcare, education, and community services. The goal is to ultimately strengthen state efforts to keep children safe while complying with state policies and improving long-term safety and well-being for vulnerable families, the release said. Presenters will be Liesl Weingart and Kelly Schwamberger. Weingart is a program coordinator for the Eastern Region of the Southern Illinois University School of Medicine's Center for Rural Health and Social Service Development. Schwamberger is the co-founder and chief program and strategy officer at Allies Against Trafficking, a nonprofit fighting human trafficking through awareness, collaboration, and empowerment. Play It Again Sports debuts. Play It Again Sports will hold its grand opening this week in Bloomington. The resale sporting goods store at 105 Krispy Kreme Drive, Suite 2, sells used sports and fitness equipment, including football gear, baseball gloves and bats, hockey gear, golf clubs, soccer gear, lacrosse equipment, treadmills, bikes, benches, weights, and more. Play It Again buys, sells, and trades the items. The business is part of Winmark, the resale company, a national retail resale franchise focused on sustainability, small business formation, and providing resale for everyone, according to a news release. The store is owned by Christy and Clayton Sirosky, and their son Levi Smalling is the general manager. The Sirosky's also own Once Upon a Child in Bloomington. Customers are invited to visit the store from Thursday, January 22nd through Sunday, January 25th for chances to win various giveaways, including a $100 gift card to Play It Again. Play It Again Sports is open 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday, and 12 to 5 p.m. on Sunday. You can visit playitagainsports.com/locations/BloomingtonIL for more information. STEAM Olympics at IWU. Illinois Wesleyan University will host its third annual STEAM Olympics February 14th, 15th, and 21st. The competition will take place on campus February 14th through 15th, offering the opportunity for local students in first grade through high school to explore science, technology, engineering, arts, and mathematics at IWU, according to a news release from the university. Students will be able to engage in many activities, including 3D printing and art workshops, essay writing, science and math tests, and a science fair. New this year will be a speech and debate competition, as well as a spelling bee. Participating students and families also will have the option to tour the labs on the IWU and Illinois State University campuses to see real-world applications of STEAM fields on February 21st, the day of the STEAM Olympic Award Ceremony. In IWU's first 2 years of the competition, registrations increased from 235 to 574. Student participants increased from 128 to 250, and the school's student scholarship amount increased from $5,000 to $7,500. You can visit forbettertomorrow.org/STEAM to register or for more information. Niche Theater Arts offers classes. Niche Theater Arts classes are available now at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts. The organization gives the opportunity for students to learn singing, acting, and dance technique by putting on a full stage production at the end of the class sessions. They also make memories, build friendships, and have fun, according to a news release from the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts. A production of Annie Jr. will take place May 12th and 13th at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts. Niche Theater's most popular program is Stage Kids, which is their learn by doing production-based class for any level to be involved. Classes started January 19th and they take place weekly on Wednesdays from 5 to 5:45 p.m. at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts through April 23rd. Tech rehearsal will be 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. on May 11th, with a 4 p.m. call time for May 12th and 5:45 p.m. on May 13th. Both shows begin at 6:30 p.m. Participants must be ages 6 through 18 and must have been through kindergarten. The cost is $155 per student. Niche also has classes for their musical theater, dance, and Rising Stars programs. Rising Stars is their community of performing groups who perform throughout Central Illinois. A special performance opportunity this year will take place at Radio City Music Hall in New York City. Classes are held from 5:45 to 6:15 p.m. on Wednesdays. The musical theater dance program helps strengthen dance skills and technique in all styles to help students grow as performers. Those classes are held from 4:30 to 5 p.m. on Wednesdays. You can visit nichetheaterarts.org/registration.html to register for these classes. The Ronald W. Reagan Society at Eureka College is presenting the Ronald W. Reagan Celebration on Friday, February 6th. The Ronald W. Reagan Society of Eureka College cordially invites you to our Ronald Reagan Celebration hosted by the Peoria Riverfront Museum. Features an evening with Mark Joseph, producer of the 2024 film Reagan, and author of the memoir Making Reagan. Guest speaker will be Nick Assisi, J.D., a 19 graduate from Eureka College Reagan Fellow alumnus and an associate at the O'Neill, McFadden, and Willett Law Firm. The event will take place at the Peoria Riverfront Museum, 222 Southwest Washington Street in Peoria, on Friday, February 6th. Cocktails will be served at 6 p.m. and the program begins at 6:30. The cost is $75, which includes cocktails and food. You can RSVP by visiting eureka.edu/alumni/events or call 309-467-6317 by January 31st. Any Reagan Society member who has renewed their membership at the $500 level or above in the past year or by January 31st, we'll receive 2 complimentary tickets to the dinner and the program. Bloomington's 5-day forecast. Today, it will be windy with clouds and sun. You can expect 2 to 4 hours of sunshine with average relative humidity of 70% and a high temperature of 34 degrees. It will be clear to partly cloudy and windy tonight, with a low temperature of 17. Tomorrow, Thursday, partly sunny and breezy, temperatures between 29 and negative 8 degrees. Friday, partly sunny, windy, and frigid, the high temperature will be 1 and the low temperature will be negative 8 degrees. Saturday, continued cloudy and frigid, temperatures are expected between 10 and 2 degrees. And Sunday, there is a chance of snow, mainly later in the day. Continued frigid temperatures. The high will be 16 and the low will be 5. We'll take a short break now and then I'll return with the second half of the Pantograph for January 21st, 2026. Please stay tuned.